for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.
They've got there's a bit of unknown about Port Adelaide.
There is, yeah.
With the way they play.
Yep.
And they haven't been settled. They've had injuries. But if Kenny gets them to click...
Yeah, they're going to cause a bit of problem. Yeah. They're going to have a say on who makes the eight and with the chance of them making the eight themselves.
So we're not too far away from going down into the Geelong rooms and chatting with one of the players. We unfortunately won't be able to take the song from down in the Geelong rooms. We don't have the luxury of the facilities that we have in our Victorian grounds to be able to do that for you tonight. But we will have one of the players join us with Roger very, very shortly. So the other results today, so Hawthorn 12-8-80. Port Adelaide 6-13-49, North Melbourne 18-7-115, Bulldogs 13-12-90. Brad Scott's facing the media at midday tomorrow, although I think he's only doing it to confirm what we already know, is that he will no longer be coach of the North Melbourne Football Club. And Adelaide 10-13-73 went down to West Coast 13-7-85. In the VFL, Geelong 20-11-131, Coburg 7-12-54. We spoke with Cats VFL coach Shane O'Bree. That interview now available at krockfootball.com.au. And Geelong's VFLW team losing to Collingwood today 3-4-22 to 2-3-15. Local winners, Barwon Heads, Ocean Grove, Motawari, Torquay in the Ballerine with Amos and Anglesey playing a draw. In the GDFL, it was Inverleigh, Winchelsea, Bannockburn, East Geelong and North Geelong. Tomorrow, Bell Post, you'll play Thompson at Myers Reserve. In the GFL, St Mary's, Lara, St Joseph's, Bell Park and Colac all got the 4 points today. Tomorrow, the Pride Cup game between Newtown, Chilwell and Leopold at Eldersley Reserve. We've also got some news coming from Roger as well. Roger Aldridge out, Petters suspension boundary rider tonight, as Kevin has been good enough to join us on the line. Kevin, thanks for your call.
Yeah, hi, how you going?
Good, Kevin, fire away.
Yeah, I reckon Geelong done pretty well in the end, winning by 27 points, and they played pretty well, and I was quite happy with Tom Hawkins kicking 4 goals, and also Gary Ablett kicking 2 goals. I reckon Hawkins is going to be one of the best players in the competition.
Yeah, good call, Kev. Yeah. Look, it was just a pretty good team effort, really. You know, some players were down, but others stepped up, and the Cats are not relying on any one player, or one or two players to get it done. I mean, Hawkins is obviously pivotal to them. He kicked 4, as you mentioned, but they just got guys who are able to step up. The other one who's probably been a constant all year this year has been Kelly. He's been really good. He led the charge again, game-high 35 disposals. Duncan is another one who's been really good all year, but there's no reliance on any one player. And if you're going to have a good team, that's what you need. And Geelong have been able to build that this year, similarly along the lines of Collingwood, who are in a similar boat. They don't rely on anyone to star. And when players are down, others will step up. And Geelong, you know, it was in the last quarter, it was their half-back line that really stepped up. Stewart, Tui started to find a bit of the ball.
Clark.
Henry. So they had a mix, and ironically it was the half back line that got them going offensively through the middle of Metricon Stadium.
Back to your calls. Wendy's joined us. Wendy, thanks for your call.
Thank you. Hello.
Fire away. Yeah, fire away, Wendy.
Fire away. I'm at home babysitting my two little grandsons and I have no vision, but the guys on the broadcast have done a fabulous job. I've come down the other end of the house so I don't wake the kids. I've been screaming and yelling. So thank you. It's been terrific.
Oh, Wendy, we're glad we can provide that service to you, Wendy, and hope you enjoyed the call. And hopefully we give you a bit of a mind's eye for you of what's happening out on the ground.
Yeah, you're really terrific, and I really, really appreciate it. And I know a lot of other people would too.
Great stuff. So, we've got a prize for you. Make your night even better, Wendy.
You might be able to treat the kids, the grandkids, Wendy, a family burger box to the value of $26.95 to KFC.
Oh,
so get the grandkids in the wagon. Not tonight. Wait till they get up tomorrow. And maybe not for breakfast. Wait till lunchtime. But head into K-Rock during the week. So a family burger box, value $26.95 on your way home, swinging to one of KFC's 7 locations around Geelong and the Surf Coast. We appreciate your call, Wendy. It's good fun being here. We're in a privileged position up here. The best seats in the house, thanks to Warra Lily. But we enjoy what we do, and makes it easier when the team that you're following around the country is 9-1. So hopefully the Cats can maintain the momentum and take it all the way through to September.
Okay, most terrific. All right, thank you so much for the call.
Thank,
We have to get back. Did we have to get back down to Roger? Didn't he have a funny for us? Or is he still down there?
No, he'll come back. I think he'll come back up and join us up here.
Because he said that he had a funny. He had something funny that had happened.
No, he's just walked in.
So
we want to know what it is, because we've been hanging out to find out what... We got a text
message
from Roger.
We've actually had a drum roll that's been going for a minute now.
Because we want to know what's humorous. Thanks for reminding people that I used to live in Albury, Roger. The people of Albury are really wrapped to...
Albury are just the favourite son. The favourite adopted son. Well, I was going down to the rooms to obviously get the interview with Tom and see in there, and a group of people in front of me were stopped... Not allowed in. Brian Cook, the CEO of Geelong, the Gold Coast security guard, not familiar with one of the more recognisable
sports
bosses.
Administrators in Australia. Yeah,
and one of the best we know. But old Dodger, just with his temporary media pass, strolls right up and into the in through the door, and Brian Cook showed his wrist. Nah, sorry, mate.
You didn't say he's with me.
I said he's the CEO. He doesn't have the right accreditation. Some bloke he was with, some no-name, had one, so he went in, and he had to go and get someone to go out and be able to bring Brian Cook and his entourage, because he was taking some people down there as well. There was quite a group of them, but he said to the security guard and the CEO, mate, you don't have accreditation, which we saw at the Australian Open. Roger Federer got stopped for not having his accreditation.
So how did Brian take this?
He took it as well as could be expected. He certainly, you know, didn't...
He didn't get up and
go. I mean, he didn't say, do you know who I am? He just said, I am the CEO of the
club. Which you would have thought would be better than any wristband.
Yeah.
Maybe. Luckily, the security guard didn't say to him, geez, I've heard that one before.
But there was obviously other people, including myself, saying he's the CEO. But this security guard doing his job.
Yeah. Just off the KFC Twitter to Kingy Greasy Tony. That's Greasy Tony. That's his Twitter handle. So thank
you. He's got a sort of blue check mark. So he hasn't been given the tick. He's just written blue check mark. So
they are regarded pretty prestigious people.
Thanks for the extended talk with Hawk. He's my absolute favourite cat of this era. I love to hear from him. And he's, like you say, King, he's always generous with his time, and he's a lovely guy.
There were more people hanging around us doing that interview than Gold Coast fans here tonight. It was quite extraordinary.
The thing is, too...
I mean, a lot of photos of people's social media now, so that's good.
Yeah. There's people hanging around listening to a one-sided interview. He's answering questions that people have absolutely no idea what was being asked at the other end.
But I told them you were asking the questions, and they didn't seem to mind.
Geez, I'm really glad we got you part of the team tonight. What else is on the KFC Twitter, please, Benny?
Oh, Cat fans, obviously, Kingy, really happy with the 9-1. Obviously, suggesting that it wasn't the greatest game. Aesthetically, it was slippery and not great to watch.
No.
But appreciative of, you know, Geelong's effort to come away with the 4 points. Jen Monister there from Winnipeg, 9-1. That sure looks nice. Way to go, boys. So Jen, all the way over there in Winnipeg, is pretty happy. Andrew suggesting tough win conditions against the club who were making games scrappy. Steve Cameron talking about our question pre-game. He likes Tim Kelly, Joel Selwood and Dangerfield. Yerrick James at CJ Heap 88. Suns came to play. Class prevails. Ali thinks Mitch Duncan is underrated. And also a little bit of talk about the Gary Ablett punch. Nick
Robarts,
he's suggesting Gary to get suspended. Intentional, low impact, high equals 1 week. Very undisciplined again from Gary.
Do they have carryover points anymore? No. I haven't worked in footy for a long time.
Abolished, Rog.
They abolished that.
I was going to say this would be his third strike, literally.
I didn't see it, so I can't comment. But Darren Butte was suggesting he should get maybe 6 or 7.
When do they play the Bombers
six
again?
6 or 7 pages in the back page. Yeah. That's what it'll be.
Did we notice that Darren Buick was mentioned in the record, in the footy record today? Was that?
No.
Well, they did it 25, not 20, in this round, round 10, 1996, the night the lights went out. It was the St Kilda Essendon game, and I was just looking at the goal kickers for Essendon and Buick, too.
What are your memories of that
kicked
game?
One on Saturday night and one on Tuesday.
Well, that must have been the most bizarre game you've ever been involved in, was it?
It was, yeah.
The
lights went out about the 8 minute mark or something like that.
Well, were you just warming up
for a big bag, were you?
I actually gave a handball and no one saw it.
Well, that was when they changed the rules.
Would have been the only one of your career.
Boom, boom, yes. I opened up the door for you, Tommy. You're a bit late, mate.
They changed the rules after that game, didn't they? Because if a game got to half time, then that was the result that stood. It was half, like you said, 8 minutes in.
I think it was just after half time.
And just the people just lighting fires on the Waverley Park and knocking down goalposts.
That was the rule they changed. No more fires on Waverley.
No doubt they're about to light their Winnie Blues.
Apparently Dane Rampey was at that game, wasn't he? Carrying the point boat.
People were singing. It was the first time people had ever sung Kumbaya around a campfire at Waverley. Just to a little bit of obviously talk on the KFC Twitter Kiggy about how good Tim Kelly was today and whether he'll stay or whether he'll go.
I think George Templeton
suggests he will be crying shame if he goes west when the season ends. So at this stage, you think it is tracking in that direction, unfortunately.
Three first-round draft picks for him.
Well, that's the sort of been the debate. Rogers not turned from if he'll go, it's but what the Cats can get. And Geelong, because they've been so strong, have traditionally been able to do deals that potentially aren't as favourable for the Cats. If player wants to go somewhere, they're able to facilitate it because they've got the record to back it up. You know, a younger club is trying to trade tooth and nail to get the absolute best deal. But I think this one, Geelong are going to try and, obviously, well, they need to try and get the absolute best possible deal for Tim Kelly. And what that is, I have no idea. But
future picks can be traded as well.
So would it be a first rounder? I mean, West Coast now 7-3.
Their first round pick is going to be
potentially 15 or 16.
He's two first round.
Is he two first rounders or is he a first round this year, future first round?
Yeah, that's what it'll be. Because no one's got two first round picks this year.
Yeah.
It'll be like, you look at the NFL, I mean, I follow the NFL very closely and the trading that goes on there with future picks is huge.
Mind you, I think Fremantle have got some early picks. I think they've got more than one in the first round.
Really?
Yeah, through trading last year.
Oh, was it Gold Coast first rounder for Weller? Yeah.
Well, Adelaide have Carlton's first pick, don't they? So they've got potentially pick one.
They've got pick one.
Not potentially. You've already written that into the script that it'll be a Gold Coast,
clearly a better team than Carlton.
Correct. Oh, absolutely. They'll win
games.
This is going to be a tough place to come to in the middle of winter.
It wasn't far off my 70-point win prediction.
I was pretty close with my 28.
I couldn't remember who it was that said 28, but... You got to take that Jew factor into account, not the Stewie Jew. I know you were waiting for that again, King. I know, but it's. I mean, the humidity tonight was 85%, 86%.
Wow.
Yeah, they've got some good young players. You know, I mean, you're waiting for Peter Wright to come on. He's played 50-odd games, 58, I think I saw.
Mm-hmm. 59 tonight.
You'd like a little bit more of him, but you know, Lukosius and the King boy, and you know, we haven't seen a lot of Rankin. They've got some really nice players. But
that Sexton is an absolute star, isn't he?
I don't know what they are.
And he's and he's missed. So he's kicked. Sexton's now kicked what? How many did he kick tonight? Three?
He's kicked three. Got 21
for the year. But he's got 21-19. So Jeezy has some shots on goal.
Yeah.
Just, I'm sorry for Larry, it's not great for radio, but Darren Buick's field glasses. Talking about Somali pirates. I think that, I mean, these are something you might take to the opera, but I don't know about the footy. They are the smallest binoculars I have ever seen.
They actually are the ones they were giving those ones away free in the Bogues Market at Derby Day the other year. So.
We need to get onto someone and launch onto your big park. Park the big peepers.
Yeah, I'm after some Bushnells.
fifth quarter. And of course, the Cats tonight by 27 points. AFL fantasy points. We'll be able to bring you those in just a moment while Benny looks at some of the stats for Kerr's Hive from tonight. Just some of the key numbers, please, Benny.
Yeah, look, it was 58 inside 50s to 45 in favour of the Cats. They had 40 more possessions. They took 16 more marks. They were well beaten in the clearance. We talked about that all night, 55-40 in favour of the Suns. Geelong ended up comprehensively winning the contested possession, 166 to 148. In the final quarter when the game was on the line, it's where the good sides find a way to win. Geelong had 28 more possessions, 11 more marks. They actually evened up the clearances. They had plus 11 in contested possession. They dominated time of possession, 48 to 27. They had three more inside 50s and four more tackles. So when the game was there to be won, Geelong went to another level. And as you mentioned a couple of times, Boris, that and you, Kingy, that Gold Coast were good for three quarters, just couldn't go the full quarter distance with the Cats, who really obliterated them late in the game. And that was a lot of run-off half-back. Four individually, Kelly had 35, 16 contested, four tackles. Duncan, 27, 20 at the target for Duncan. He kicked three sausage rolls. Selwood, 22. He was good in the second half, quieter in the first half. Tommy Stewart was good, particularly late in the game. Cam Guthrie was pretty solid. He had 11 tackles. He was equal tackle high leader for the Cats, along with Atkins, who also had 11. Dallas was quiet early, but got going. I don't think he had a possession in the first quarter. Dallas ended up with 27 tackles. Ablett was really good with 20 and two goals, and will also be coming to scrutiny from the MRO for a little punch on, I'm not sure who it was on, but anyway, that'll be the talk of the Geelong win.
Was it Bowes?
Parfitt, 19, not sure.
I think it might have been McPherson.
Okay.
Well, it certainly wasn't John Klug, because he used to play for Adelaide. Parfitt had 19, two, he had 19. Swallow had 29 for the Suns, Fiorini 29. Weller was good with 27, although a lot of those were kick-ins. The kick-in from full back when you just run out, does that classify as a stat?
I believe, well, you go out of the square it is, yes.
Well, I reckon that Lockie Weller might have had half of his possessions doing that, 27, Miles 23. And McPherson was good, particularly in the second half when he went into defence, 21, Martin 20, kicked one goal. And Sexton was really good. Should be said too, Mark O'Connor went to Sexton after half-time, and I can tell you that Sexton had kicked three goals to half-time, and after half-time, he touched the ball twice.
Wow.
So that was another little stepping stone in the development of Mark O'Connor. He was able to go to a player who is completely plays off Broadway, but he's one of the better half-forwards in the comp, and completely shut him out in the second half. So hats off to Mark O'Connor for that effort. But the Cats in the end, Kingy, were too good. They won by 27 points. They go to 9-1, and it was in front of 13,144. I'm not sure that figure would hold up in court.
AFL Fantasy Football powered by Telstra. Top three from each team. Braden Fiorini with 122. Jared Witts, 111. David Swallow, 105 for the Suns. For the Cats, Tim Kelly, 126. Mitch Duncan, 118. Cameron Guthrie, 107. And, of course, our stats brought to you by Kerr's High. Jared Kerr and the team. Rog, what have you seen?
Oh, just another stat. And Chris Scott, most wins from 200 games as a coach. He's on 140, sitting second behind Tom Hafey on 146. Not bad company.
140 wins is pretty impressive, isn't it?
Well, just flag makes the first season.
Love to add another flag to that one. Obviously, the finals record has been much talked about.
That's exactly right. And I'd just like to see, I mean, Joel Selwood played in three premierships, but wouldn't it be great to see him actually lift the trophy himself?
Yeah, and that's what I think drives Joel Selwood. He wants to be a premiership captain of the club he grew up supporting. Steamatic standout, Darren Buick, of course. You don't panic. You call Steamatic.
You do. There's a few nominations here. I thought, obviously, Tim Kelly, Mitch Duncan was very good. The job that young
O'Connor
did on Sexton after half-time, for Gold Coast. Witts was very good. I mean, he kept him in the game. But I'm going to go to Tim Kelly. 38 or 35 possessions, 16 of them contested with four inside 50s. And eight clearances, which was leading for Geelong team. He's the Steamatic standout player.
Thank you for that, Darren Buick.
For Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.